Earth, sky.
I think road safety, you know, doesn't begin with one individual. It really includes everyone. And this is leadership, these are employees, these are contractors, these are pedestrians, etc. So we all must collaborate together to try to improve road safety everywhere we are. And this includes intervention. This includes reminding your friends, your colleagues, when they're driving too fast, they're talking on the mobile phone, they're speeding, they're not wearing their seatbelt. We must intervene. We must remind people that road safety will soon be one of the leading cause of fatalities across the globe if we don't do something.
You're listening to Mike Watson. He's Group Road Transport Manager for Shell, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science with a special program in partnership with Shell. The World Health Organization has reported road traffic injuries as a leading cause of deaths around the globe, rivaling diseases like HIV/AIDS. Mr. Watson spoke more about how a large corporation like Shell manages road safety with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Mr. Watson, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you.
Now, please explain to us what you mean by road safety. Why is road safety important to Shell?
Right. It's a great question. Road safety at Shell is one of our key risk areas that we manage in our quest to reach Goal Zero, which means no road fatalities to Shell employees, contractors, and the third parties in the areas we operate. As you may know, Shell has nearly 100,000 employees and 400,000 contractors working for us worldwide. We must do all we can to reduce the exposure and risk of these employers and contractors, as well as the individuals in the areas where we're operating. So this includes having simple fit-for-purpose standards for vehicles, drivers, and the journeys that we undertake. Now, road safety is important to Shell because several factors, but in most areas, people take driving for granted. However, more lives have been lost at Shell with our employees and contractors because of road fatalities than any other cause. Road incidents can be prevented. Shell and our contractors drive over 1.6 billion kilometers a year. That's roughly 120 times a day around the world. Our exposure is huge as we operate in over 100 countries. So we must do everything we can to ensure the safety of our employees and the contractors in the areas we operate is of utmost importance. Also, the safety of the individuals living in the communities where we operate. So this includes not only other vehicles, but pedestrians, motorbikes, as well as bicyclists.
Now, Mr. Watson, earlier you were talking about how Shell looks at key risk areas in regards to road safety. What are some of the major risks and challenges you face in managing road safety at a large oil and gas company like Shell? How do you do this?
Right. Well, as you know, we operate in many different countries throughout the world. And unfortunately, in many of these countries, there are very little or no vehicle standards. There's no requirements for drivers or driver education. There's poor road infrastructures, includes the actual roads, the way they're designed, the way they're maintained, as well as enforcement of any rules and regulations, either by police, et cetera. In a lot of areas, there's very little compliance by the drivers on the road, which makes things extremely unsafe for our drivers. In many cases, the public has never received any education around the hazards of driving or being around vehicles. So we've implemented some simple controls to ensure the drivers are fit to drive, they're trained properly in rigorous defensive driver training programs. We require them to wear their seat belts, not to use their mobile phones, not to speed, not to drive while under the influence of drugs and alcohol. They follow the journey plans. We also ensure, like I said, the vehicles are fit for purpose. They're properly maintained and inspected. We also have what we call the life-saving rules, which are extremely important. And these life-saving rules, we have four around driving. Those include no speeding, talking on the mobile phone, not wearing the seatbelt, complying with journey management plan, and not driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. And if an employer or contractor chooses to break one of these rules, in essence, they choose not to work for Shell.
Tell us a little bit about what Shell has done to ensure road safety beyond the company fence.
Right. I think that's an excellent question. Most of us know typically when drivers are out on the road, they're unsupervised. So there's no one else usually in the vehicle with them. They're driving on the road, out on the highways, and we and others have a little control over them. However, we must ensure they follow the rules and they follow their journey management plans. And hence at Shell, we've implemented a system known as in-vehicle monitoring systems. And this is a computer-generated onboard the vehicle-type device that monitors the driver performance. And this includes monitoring their speed, their braking, their acceleration, their driving hours, their seatbelt compliance, as well it has global positioning mapping so we can actually see where the vehicles are on the road. And we've seen some huge benefit from the in-vehicle monitoring systems where we've seen, you know, major improvements in driving behavior, huge reductions in speeding, 80%+, a much better driver compliance culture. But to take it one step further, we also use this in-vehicle monitoring system to properly recognize drivers for good performance. And the combination of compliance management and driver recognition has helped make this extremely successful and been one of the key contributing factors for our improvement in road safety performance. One other area I wanted to highlight is around us attempting and doing our best to reduce exposure on the road. And Shell has had a major project in Qatar called the Pearl Gas to Liquid Project. And we've been able to reduce a huge amount of road exposure by challenging the need for all journeys, combining journeys with other journeys, minimizing truck traffic by using other safer modes of transport, such as ships and barges. In addition, we've made it mandatory for our employees and contractors to travel in buses to the work site each day. And presently, we're talking around 50,000 employees and contractors each day that travel to the work site via buses. This reduction in vehicles has resulted in nearly 12 million kilometers in reduced vehicle exposure. And not only the reduction of exposure, it's also helped reduce vehicle emissions and improved environmental performance.
Well, Mr. Watson, this is my final question. Thank you for speaking with us. Why is road safety personally important to you?
Well, obviously, you can tell I've got a lot of passion around road safety. I've been with Shell now 32 years, and I'm really happy to be in my current role. And I remember my first road incident as a child. I was either 4 or 5 years old. I was in a motor vehicle incident with my mother. And all I remember is we ran into a vehicle in front of us. I was in the back seat. I flew to the front seat. My mother was in the front seat of the vehicle, and I remember her head went through the windshield. And I looked at her, and I saw her head with blood coming down from it. And thank goodness she wasn't seriously hurt, but I thought for a few minutes I'd lost her. And this is back, in the early 1960s. Seatbelts weren't required in my country at that time. But luckily, that lesson taught me the value of seatbelts and my mother. And from that point forward, I've always been on a seatbelt campaign. So she survived and I survived. And this is where simple interventions with others can save lives. So if there's any final word I'd like to leave with your listeners, remember to wear your seatbelt and don't use your mobile phone, because these are two of the biggest disturbing trends where we're seeing fatalities take place. And they can definitely reduce it. And also, don't speed. So thank you very much.
You've been listening to Mike Watson, Group Road Transport Manager for Shell. He said he wanted to remind our listeners that using seatbelts and not using mobile phones while driving are two keys to staying safe on the road. Our thanks today to Shell, encouraging dialogue on the Energy Challenge. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.